Blog Talk Radio.
His angels was cast out with him. So
Amen. Be not deceived anymore. Amen. Because people are being deceived every day. You know, they in deception, praise God. And we see here today that people just, you know, they just don't know. All right? You know, and that's sad. You know, when you say they just don't know, they're ignorant to the fact. Amen. And sometimes they draw conclusion not based on facts. And so we have to see here today, what are the facts, praise the Lord? So we see, amen, that, you know, our Father, the great Yahweh, amen, Creator, the great Elohim, He created us, amen. And, you know, we should not be deceived anymore, amen. So we see here today that many people are being deceived. Many people don't search. You know, that's one reason why they're being deceived. They believe what one man say, but don't search out and see is it true. Amen. Don't do no searching, praise God. So it's time for you to, you know, not to believe in just what people say. All right? Search it out and see is it true. Amen. And that's what we have to do, praise God. You know, you have to know. Amen. You have to know, praise God. So we see here, in what ways we have been deceived. I mean, years and years, we have been, see, we have been fed a false image of our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, Jesus Christ, amen, commonly known as Jesus Christ. We have been deceived, amen, about the information of our Father, Yahweh, amen, who we know now, they call Jehovah, calling God and an I, amen. So we see if we need to go and search and find the facts, amen. Church, you know, churches all over, the ministers all over, they don't understand this fact, you know, that people just don't know. I remember, and there was a person asked me, say, what's your dad's name? I said, my dad's name is Ernest. He said, well, what's your name? I said, my name is Ernest. He said, well, if somebody call you Johnny, would you appreciate it? I said, no, I can't say that's not my name. Amen. So a lot of times people, they don't understand that, you know. Now in English, in Spanish, they'll say, amen, Ernesto, amen. And you know, I like that word. I say Ernesto, yeah, that's in, the translation in what you call Spanish, praise the Lord. Amen. But my name is still Ernest, all right? Amen. My name is Ernest Braxton, amen. So we see, amen, you know, I like to be called by my real name, amen. It's the same thing is, you know, and I know who my dad was, my physical natural dad was, all right? So we see here today, amen, you know, how you going to call your dad name if you don't know his name? How you gonna call, amen, the Father's name if you don't know the Father's name? So we've been fed for years, amen, a false, amen, perception of false. You know, that's all to do with assimilation since the years that we was bought here from slavery and bought over here. You know, you see on the wall, amen, you know, a Jesus that doesn't really represent Jesus. Amen. So we see a person had a crucifix on the wall and it had no blood on it. I say that's a misrepresentation. They say, why? I say, you know, it was blood on that cross and he's not even on the cross anymore. All right? So, you know, you think about those things, you know, and then that's an engraved image also. So we see that people do that. So we look at these things. Don't you be deceived anymore. Search the word. Search the scripture and see that it will be true, praise God. Amen. That's what we have to see. Many things we have been deceived by. The name of our Heavenly Father, the name of our Savior, our Messiah. We've been deceived. because people didn't search and people just say accepted what anybody say, and they never thought about searching things out. Amen. But this time, praise God, you don't have to be deceived anymore. Praise God. We see here today, as we go on, we see here that we know, amen, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, amen, He is the one and only Savior, amen. He saves us throughout the person of His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. But yet, He was in that Son, in that body. I often say that He is the Jesus was the tent, amen, of Yahweh. You know, in other words, Jesus was the tent of the Father. He, the Father dwelleth in Him, praise God. And then you think about these things. You know, He was just like the tent was out there in the wilderness, amen, but it had the holiness of holy that represented, you know, God's place in it and God dwelling with those people while they was in the wilderness, amen. So we see here today that, you know, Jesus was like that tent, amen. He was like that temple. And He mentioned before he said, tear this temple down, all right, and I raise it up in 3 days, amen. So we see here, why? Because Jesus said that I am in the Father and the Father in me. That's what He said. He said, I and my Father are one. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, the 14th verse of St. John. All right, you know, I was talking about the other day that John was the youngest of all of those disciples. Amen. He was the youngest one of them. All right, and he looked at Jesus as a father. He knew that Jesus had something in him, the Father was in him. So he was the one that's the closest around Jesus, praise God. In other words, just like you stick close to your natural father, all right, to hear some of the things that he has to say. John was one of those, amen, that stuck with him, amen, that was around him. He was so much with him that he would lay his head on his bosom, amen, and he heard things that utterly came out from Jesus. I mean, that a lot of other disciples probably just didn't understand. That's why John was so good by knowing about the deity of Christ. So we see here today that you need to know that Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen, He is the one. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we see here, as we go on, amen, we see here that John, he wrote in the scripture, you know, and he talks about it where Jesus said, amen, he told Philip, Philip asked him in St. John 14, and Philip asked him, say, show us the Father that we might be sufficed, satisfied. But when he, look at this, John wrote this, all right, Jesus said, haven't I been so long time with you, Philip? And yet you do not know me. In other words, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. But he said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. In other words, you see it. Because see, that probably shook up a lot of the disciples. Amen. Because Jesus said, is proclaiming that he's God in the flesh. All right. So Jesus is saying, he that has seen the Father, you know, he that has seen me, in other words, has seen the Father. He said, believe it not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Amen. So we say, he that sees him, seeing the Father. And that fulfilled the scripture where Isaiah talks about, amen, where he says he is the great Emmanuel. Amen. The great, meaning he's the Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. So he was God with us as he walked the earth, amen, and performed those miracles, because natural man can't do that. All right. So we see here today that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen, he is the Lord. All right. He on earth. Amen. And see, that's what's so beautiful about believing and knowing Jesus for yourself. All right, as you see, I heard one guy, Muslim, talk, oh, I don't believe that Jesus, I don't believe that, you know, God came in the flesh like that. You know, I say, well, God could do anything. And that wasn't the first time he was represented by flesh. Amen. Why? Amen. Even Lot bowed his face down to the ground. Not Lot, but Abraham, when he saw those three angels. Two of them went down to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Bible says, and the Lord went his way. You search it for yourself. Amen. So we see here today that you must know that Jesus, amen, he was that one Savior. Amen. He was Lord. Amen. As we go on. Now, where have we been deceived again? Amen. We see here through his name, Yahshua, meaning Yahweh has become our Savior, Yahweh salvation. He have became our Savior. Now let me prove this here to you. All right, now here's some verses in Isaiah, the eager-eyed prophet. Okay, as he goes here and he says some things here, amen, by Savior. You say, the Bible says, look what it says, Isaiah 43:10-11. I'm going to just read some pieces from that. It says, you say, before me there was no God form. Look at that. And neither shall there be after. Look at that. Amen. Neither shall there be after me. That's what he's saying. And look what he said. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. But yet we see Jesus as being our Savior. Why? Because Yahweh was in Jesus, Yeshua. Okay, now as we go on again, amen, we will go back down. Isaiah, the eager-eyed prophet, again, is what he says. He says this, Isaiah 45:15. He says, thou art an Elohim, God, amen, that hidest thyself. O God of Israel, the Savior, look at that, the Savior, amen. Now, in Hebrew, Savior means Yeshua. Isn't that something? Amen. Savior, amen, means Yeshua. He is our Yeshua. All right. So as we go here, we see here as we go on, amen, 45:21. There is no God else besides me. This is what Yahshua, that's what Yahweh is saying. Amen. And look what it says. A just God and a Savior. Amen. He said a just God and a Savior, meaning Yeshua. Means salvation, Savior. Okay, there is none besides me. But yet we see Christ, who says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Look at that, praise God. So many people have been deceived, believing all these different other ways, praise God. All right, look what it says here. Isaiah 45 again. You look through all Isaiah 45, you see some things, praise God. Amen. Isaiah 45. Look unto me and be ye saved. For I am what? God. There is none else. God was our Savior in the persons who was in Christ, reconciling the world into himself. Praise God. Think about that. Think about that. So we see here that you must believe in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as Yeshua HaMashiach. Let him know that he is the Lord. Okay, as we go on, praise God. Here's another one. It says, we go to Hosea. Thou shalt know no God besides me. Thou shalt know no God besides me. For there is no Savior besides me. praise the living Yahweh. Hallelujah. In our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see here that Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed one. He was God in flesh. Praise God. So many times people deceive, don't understand that we have been deceived to see that. Praise God. A lot of people have been deceived. Praise the Lord. So we need to let people know, praise God, that that same Yahweh lived it in Christ, reconciling the world into himself while he's on earth, walking these, the earth. And he held all the universe. You think about it. Everything. Amen. Amen. So we see here this man Jesus, this man Yeshua, amen, was God reconciling the world into himself. And we see that he was the one. Amen. The Bible says, if you don't believe that, let's go to St. John 1. And we see here that the people has been deceived. Amen. They have been through deception. All right. As we see, then think about it. Not only in that, amen, amen, to believe, you know, even when I tell people to look up these things on the computer, they could look up the real name of Jesus, the real name of God. Look up those things, amen, amen. My number in the United States is, you can dial 1-813-403-2840. Amen. 1-813-403-2840. And I'm Elder Braxton. Amen. So we see here today that you must believe. Amen. That now what John says inside the scripture here, you know. Amen. He goes in. Okay, we'll go to it. And he says, he makes it clear, amen, to us that the scripture I'm going to go to is where he says, John 1. Okay. You're thanking, praise God. All right, as we go on, praise the Lord. Amen, here we are here. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't give out the number that you can call us into. Praise God. Let me go to the scripture first and I'll give it to you. We thank and praise God for all you listening in today. Amen. The Bible says, where it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Isn't that something? Amen. Meaning he was the Emmanuel. He was God in flesh. Amen. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Why? Because he'd been deceived. Amen. Amen. They have been deceived, praise God. Look what it says here. Amen. Amen. That, you know, it talks about in the 10th verse of St. John 1, it says, he was in the world. Who was in the world? God was in the world. Amen. God was in the world. Amen. The great Emmanuel was in the world, talking about Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. So it says this. It says he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Amen. And the world knew him not. Are you in that same situation, friend? Have you been living here on earth, and you see that God here, the Son here, and the Holy Ghost there? Amen. Are you worshiping a triune type God? Amen. God. Amen. In the scripture, amen, we see that God forbid us to worship a triune being. Because he said, "He, O Israel, the Lord thou God is one Lord." All right? And Jesus come back and say, "I and my Father are one." But if you worshiping a triune God, amen, amen. One, you know, cause some people say, well, it's been years that thousands of years ago when other deities and other people, other religions, they have what they have a triune type situation. They got the king, the son, and the daughter of the son, or something like that, sitting and they worship those type deities. Amen. God forbids that. Amen. And see, you know, God forbid all these different things. Amen. Even it got into the Roman Catholic Church. It came into that. Praise God. So we see a deception is out there. Deception is out there. Well, I'm letting you know, but that's it. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know he is the Son of God, the flesh-wise, the body-wise? But he was God in that body, reconciling the world unto himself. All right, because the Bible said the Word was made flesh. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 1 of St. John. And in the 14th verse, it says here, I mean, it says that the Word was made flesh. It became a body. Amen. So we see here that God became a man in Christ, in the person of our Jesus, in person of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. All right. Now, I'm Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. I'm at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Right on Osborne and 22nd. We want you to come. Bishop and Pastor Adrian M. Shaw Jr. Amen. And his wife, his lovely wife, Christine Shaw. Amen. Sister Christine Shaw. We thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. So we want you to know that we love you and we care about your soul, but we don't want people to be deceived anymore. Praise God. Now we're going to continue this on deception next week. We're going to go into some more other deep, you know, get deeper and depth into it next week. Praise God. Where people have been deceived, amen, for many years. Amen. They thought that this man that they painted as Jesus, amen, was Jesus, but we find out he was a homosexual. He was also, amen. You know, we think about it. He was having an affair with the artist that was painting him. All right. So we'll talk about that next week, amen. And we see that you need to know who the real Jesus is and what the real Jesus was about. So we see here today, amen. Don't be deceived anymore. Don't be deceived anymore, my friend. You know, we let you know, and we let you know that we love people. We care about you, but you don't need to be deceived anymore. Okay, three things I want you to read, amen. Look it up in your computer or whatever, amen. The real Jesus Christ, amen, and the real name of Jesus Christ, and the real name of God, amen, and then, amen, the real Hebrew Israelite. I want you to look at that, and we say these things because you need to do your own research, praise God. I'm Elder Braxton, 813, amen, 403-2840, amen, you can give me a call, amen, amen, if y'all, we're out, it's 1-813-403-2840. We thank and praise God, amen, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, amen, and our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, commonly known as Jesus Christ. We ask that you come, amen, and visit us here in this great city of Tampa, Florida, amen. Thank God for you, amen. Amen. Bless you and your family today, in Jesus' name, amen. We'll be out. God bless you. Bye-bye.